We are at the NASA building here at EAA, and I am speaking with Larry Cooper. Larry, tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Well, what we do here is trying to show some of the new materials that are available in the space program, show people things that are available to why we want to go back to the moon and what we're doing to get to achieve that. We have interesting things here. We have the moon rock, actually moon rock. We have new concepts of flying different materials in aircraft, different space aircraft. That type thing, and some of the, we're trying to get reach out to the general public and EEA people. And we love coming here for the EEA, and we love showing what we have available in that air market for flying aircraft, for enhancing the ability to fly aircrafts, for safety environment and that type thing. And so, what we try to really do achieving here is just give an opportunity for the general public and EEA representatives to come in and see what we're doing. See some of the main, a lot of the benefits that we get from the space program, because there's so many benefits that we get that you just on an everyday basis that people just don't really understand and know that we do that. And they're really amazed sometimes when they come in and they find out, you guys done that? We did that? And so it's kind of a nice thing to do.
We happen to be standing near what looks to be a rock.
Yes.
Trapped in what, lucite?
Yes. What we hear right beside us is a rock from the moon that came down, I think, in Apollo 17 in 1972. I don't remember which astronaut actually brought that down, but I think this one is estimated to be about over 130 billion years old. So it is actually a real moon rock, and people are welcome to come and look at it and see it and say, oh, I see the moon rock. So it's here.
My big question. We all know that the shuttle is going to be retired very shortly. What is going to replace that?
Well, right now, there's a whole group of people, different organizations. You know, there's a lot of centers. I work at Langley in Hampton, Virginia. There's Johnson, and there's Glenn Research Center, Ohio. There's Kennedy down in Florida. There's in Ames in California. And a lot of other different facilities are looking to come up with an answer. Well, we do need a new vehicle. We need an aircraft that we can fly safe and get humans farther than we can. The shuttle was designed to do what it's designed to do and stay in a certain orbit, and that's fine, and it's done a very good job for that. So now we need to go to an aircraft that's going to be more endurable, maybe a little smaller, but yet aerodynamically we can achieve greater speeds. And so plus there's a lot of other things you have to look at, like the fuel consumption. What kind of fuel is going to be? Is it going to be nuclear? Is it going to be solar type thing? So they got a lot of other people working on that, trying to come up with the right formula for that. So hopefully within and it changes, because sometimes it's just like with Orion. Every time we turn around, something's changed on this new project going back to the moon. So that's pretty much it. Hopefully we'll come up with a new concept and be able to continue on doing that.
We're spending a lot of money and time on the space station. It probably serves a purpose doing scientific experiments from all over the world. But is there any other reason why we have it up there?
Well, there is reasons. We have to learn to adapt the environment. We have to learn how to take things on a daily basis. We have to learn how to reproduce our food that we eat. We have to learn how to adapt to the environment. We have to breathe, so we have to learn how to turn that oxygen, the carbon dioxide that we let out, and turn that back into breathable oxygen so we can continue to stay on it. So we're learning to do those things. We're learning to take liquids that you drink on a daily basis, refilter those so that you can continue to drink. So we're learning to how to adapt to that thing. Plus, we're testing things all the time for new environment things that might help us here on Earth, which really does. A lot of people think we spend a lot of money on space, and it does seem to do that. But you got to think about it, over the last 10 years, we've been running our below 1% of national debt. I mean, for how much we get. So yes, it is a costly thing, but we get so much out of it that the general public just don't really realize how much for a daily basis, like our medicine, our lasers we use, a lot of things that we adapt to material-wise. The radios we use are in our homes and in flying these aircraft out here. There's a lot of technology here that enable these guys to fly better, faster, and longer and safer. So, and that's due to doing testing and doing coming up with materials to help them to do that and get through like our spinoff program.
Larry, you told me earlier that you happen to know John Glenn, and he had the opportunity to go back up in space in the shuttle. Has he relayed any of the information to you since then about what that was like for him?
Well, I do know that he was really enthusiastic about going back. I knew there was some concerns about his age, but on the other hand, he's been still active as an astronaut, and he still really enjoys the drama, the enthusiasm you get, the adrenaline flow throw you get. I knew he was flying with Steve Robinson, and Steve Robinson's a friend of mine. Now, Steve was probably really excited about not only flying with John Glenn, but actually getting back on flying on the shuttle itself. So I can imagine how John felt. Now, he was probably just... And I'm sure he thought, well, you know, what am I going to do? But I'm sure he felt right back at home when he was flying again. And I'm sure he enjoyed every minute of it.
The space program is moving on. We're looking at going back to the moon. Is that in the near future?
Yes. We're looking right now, trying to hopefully that's going to be happening within 2020. Hopefully that will work out with... continue on efforts at where we're going, and I think that's what we're trying to achieve that right now. We're doing big testing now to come up with a vehicle that we think we can get back, and we're not reinventing the wheel. So a lot of people, if you think about it, it looks like the Mercury capsule, but it is similar to that, but it's a lot larger than the Mercury capsule, and it's going to carry between 4 and 6 astronauts. But there is a lot of technology that was come over from the 60s from the early programs, and but hopefully we'll get all that worked out and get things in ready to where we can actually start shooting and going back into the moon.
Basically, going back to the moon is going to be a stepping stone for a greater project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's several benefits for us going back to the moon. One thing is we felt there's a form of energy there in the products off the surface of the moon that they think they can convert that over to an energy that maybe help us go to Mars. But we won't know that until we actually get there and start working on that. Also, we need to learn how to adapt to the environment. So that's going to be a good place to go to learn for the astronauts to adapt to that environment, to living in that conditions. So then that would help them enable them to be able to stay in space longer. Another thing is cost. It's easier and cheaper for us to launch a vehicle from the surface of the moon than it is to launch here from Earth. Plus, the atmosphere of the moon is a lot denser, not less denser, so there's not a greater gravitational pull. So we can actually achieve a greater lift without a lot of energy being pulled off.
The mission to Mars, how many people are NASA looking at going on that trip?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that. Because right now we're still trying to figure out if we can just come up with a vehicle that will be able to do that. I'm sure it would I don't know. I really don't. I can't say. I don't know.
Okay. One last question. Your name, Larry Cooper. Any relation to Gordo Cooper?
No. I get that all the time. This is my 8th year here at EA. And I remember one year someone came and I had my name on there and they go, oh, yeah. I said, well, if I was, I wouldn't be here. So, no. No, I'm not in relationship.
All right. We're speaking with Larry Cooper at the NASA Pavilion here at EAA. Thank you, Larry, and have a wonderful time here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Radio Rob at the NASA building.